Welcome to the Best of the Bible Answer Man broadcast with your host, Hank Hanegraaff. The Bible Answer Man is the radio ministry of the Christian Research Institute, designed to equip believers to defend their faith and become true disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, because life and truth matter. Our phone number is 888-7000-CRI. That's 1-888-7000-274. You can find us on the internet at equip.org. That's equip.org. And now, to begin today's broadcast, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. I want to start out today with a few thoughts on Privileged Species. That's the DVD available all this month for your ongoing support of the Christian Research Institute and our outreaches around the world. You can procure your copy on the web at equip.org, or you can write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And as always, resource consultants, they are standing by, the number 888-7000 and the letters CRI. Cultural elites today, they embrace what has been best described as the principle of mediocrity. It's the idea that our planet is singularly unspectacular. In reality, human life and human beings inhabit an extraordinarily privileged planet. The conditions that are necessary to support intelligent life turn out to provide the best overall conditions for scientific discovery as well. Think about it. Our Earth is situated between two arms of a flattened spiral galaxy, not too close to the core so as to be exposed to lethal radiation or comet collisions, and not too far away so as to inhibit the formation of our privileged planet. Moreover, the atmosphere of our Earth is both oxygen-rich for survival and transparent for discovery. Our moon, well, it's the perfect size, the perfect distance from Earth to stabilize rotation and to facilitate human life. And not only that, but the moon and the sun's relative sizes and distances from Earth provide perfect solar eclipses, which played a vital role in the development of modern science. And with that thought in mind, I have on the line a modern scientist, a man who I have admired for years. And he's going to join us in just a few moments from Perth on the west coast of Australia. Dr. Michael Denton, he is a brilliant biologist. He's a senior fellow with the Center for Science and Culture at the Discovery Institute. He is an eloquent communicator, and he is eminently quotable. I have quoted him for years and years and years. And many years ago, I heard him call the Darwinian theory of evolution the great cosmogenic myth of the 20th century. He not only believes that the Earth is a privileged planet, but he holds that human beings are a privileged species. And therefore, he is the star, as it were, in the DVD that we're going to put into your hands when you call or write. Again, you can get it on the web at equip.org, or when you write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And do remember, resource consultants are standing by, 888-7000 and the letters CRI. He has capably communicated how the cosmos is designed for human life, and we are delighted to have you on the broadcast.
Hi. Well, I'm delighted to be here early morning in Perth, trying to wake up, trying to become mentally alive.
Well, I'm grateful that you are with us. I have appreciated your work for years and years and years.
Yes. Well, basically, I'm very excited about the film, The Privileged Species, because, in fact, it brings out a very, very important point that the biblical the scriptures and the biblical revelation make it very clear that man has some special place in nature, in the natural order. And of course, John's gospel, the logos, the rationality of everything, was made human flesh. And obviously, if in fact the incarnate God is to manifest his being in human form, this again implies that the human biology, beings like ourselves, occupy some very important place in nature. But this was 2,000 years ago, okay? And at the beginning of the scientific revolution, this appeared to be not the case. There was very little evidence of science, the first few centuries of science, there's very little evidence that man occupied any special place in nature. But since the beginning of the 19th century, with the development of organic chemistry, the realization of the specialness of carbon, the specialness of water, and then with 20th century cosmology, realizing how special the universe is to generate planets like ourselves and so forth, like the Earth and so forth, as scientific progress has gone on since over the last two centuries, it's become increasingly clear that the universe is uniquely fit for carbon-based life and for beings like ourselves. In other words, the universe is biocentric and anthropocentric. And this is now, in fact, in my view, this is now a demonstrated fact. It's like the roundness of the Earth. There may be many, many more discoveries to make, but the roundness of the Earth will always be round, okay? And the same with the discovery of the unique fitness of nature for our sort of being. That's now something which has been demonstrated, okay? How it came about, I'll lay my cards on the table. I mean, as far as I can see, the common sense explanation of this is that it's there by design, the various coincidences in nature, some of the things you've mentioned earlier in the introduction. So I think it's there by design. But the most fundamental fact is that the notion behind the biblical revelation that man occupies some special place in nature has been vindicated by science, okay? And it might have turned out that was not the case. It might have turned out that there was phosphorus life, silicon life, all sorts of other forms of life compatible with the laws of nature. But no, the laws of nature permit only one type of complex being. That's an oxygen-breathing, carbon-based life form like humans, and only one route to technology through fire on a planet like the Earth. So that the proposition that's made in John's Gospel, that the logos, the rationality of everything, was made human flesh, has now been justified and vindicated by modern science. And as I say, it might have turned out to be very, very different, but it's turned out to vindicate the basic notion of the Bible that, in fact, man occupies a special place in nature.
We're talking to Dr. Michael Denton. He is the prime voice in Privileged Species, How the Cosmos is Designed for Human Life. I want to ask you just a couple of questions. Let's spend a little time talking about the four fundamental forces in nature: gravitational, electromagnetic, strong and weak nuclear forces. What would happen if the gravitational force were altered by a hair's breadth?
Well, basically, this is not my opinion. It's the opinion of universal, acknowledged opinion of all physicists and cosmologists, that if you changed any of those basic forces by a hair's breadth, as you say, everything would fall to pieces. The world would be certainly not fit for life. I can't recall the exact consequences of increasing gravitation or decreasing the gravitational force, but I think it would, you know, worlds like ours would simply be impossible if you change any of those forces, even to a very small degree. Yeah. One of the things that, in fact, is important to stress here, though, is that as well as the design inference you can make on the way the world's structured and the way the fitness for man was executed, the unique fitness for man is in the bag. It's a done deal. And so not only is the centrality of man in nature secured, but of course the way that centrality has been executed in the natural order is overwhelmingly suggestive of design. And those four fundamental forces are part of the argument. If you change them very, very slightly, we wouldn't be here. Yeah.
Where do life-giving atoms come from to begin with?
Well, the atoms of the periodic table, carbon, and the key atoms for life, and a surprising fraction of all the atoms in the periodic table are necessary for living things, actually. These are manufactured in the center of stars. It's an amazing story. And the manufacture of the atoms depends, again, on very exact conditions within the center of stars, with very high temperatures and with very special properties of the atoms themselves, actually specifically the nuclei of the atoms. And one of the major scientific figures involved in working out how atoms are made in the stars, the atoms of life, was Fred Hoyle. And he famously made that statement that the laws of nature appear to be monkeyed with by an intelligence. You know the quote. It's a famous quote.
Mm-hmm.
He discovered that there was some very, very fascinating, as it were, coincidences in the properties of the basic nuclei, which allowed the generation of carbon in the higher atoms, which are necessary for life. Yeah. So this is part of the fine-tuning of nature. Nature is fine-tuned not only in the center of stars to generate atoms, but the four fundamental forces of nature also fine-tuned. Everything you look at it seems to be fine-tuned for life as we see it on Earth.
You like to say that nature has a trick up its sleeves, and when you talk about that, nature having a trick up its sleeve, you're talking about supernovas.
Well, yes. I mean, to get the atoms out of the stars, you either have to blow up the stars or let the stars die. The atoms are given off as stars die, and some of the key atoms are given off in supernova explosions. These explosions are colossal events. When an individual star blows up, the energy that is released is more than the entire galaxy of stars for a very short time, and they are very destructive events, of course. And so basically what I've said in Nature's Destiny is that, in fact, you know, these strange flickering lights in the cosmos have to flicker at a very, very, very carefully controlled rate. If you have too many supernovae, there's no life in the universe, because the radiation from these events would destroy all life. But if you don't have any supernovae, you can't get the atoms out of the stars to build living things on planets like the Earth. So that once again, you are struck by the fine tuning of everything for life as we see it on Earth. Yeah, my own feeling is that it's not just these coincidences which are so suggestive of design. It's the beauty and the elegance of the way the design is executed. You see this in so many instances in nature. You see a fantastic parsimony and elegance and beauty in the way this design has been executed. And if I had to choose between coincidences and the fantastic beauty of the design, I'd be choosing the beauty as the most impressive factor that I see in nature myself. Yeah.
We're talking, and it's a great privilege to talk to Dr. Michael Denton. He is talking to us from Perth, on the west coast of Australia, early in the morning, and we are deeply grateful for his input. Want to ask him some questions on the other side of the break about carbon, water, and oxygen. All too often, they're taken for granted, but they are hugely significant. We're going to talk about that on the other side of the break. You have people today in the modern culture, people like Bill Nye, who labels himself the science guy. He says that he's insignificant, that he's just another speck of sand, that the Earth really is a cosmic structure that is just another speck. The sun is unremarkable. There's nothing special about it. It's just another speck. The galaxy is unremarkable, another speck. In fact, says Bill Nye, I'm a speck on a speck orbiting a speck among other specks, among still other specks in the middle of specklessness. In other words, says Bill Nye, his words not mine, I suck. Dr. Michael Denton, however, believes that science points in a completely different direction. He holds that the universe seems to have been designed specifically for human life, and not only for human life, that every human form is deeply significant, that the evidence points towards the fact that we live on a planet that actually allows us to fulfill our full potential. We're going to be talking about that and a whole lot more as I return in just a few moments with my guest, Dr. Michael Denton. Do remember the DVD. It is among the best I've ever seen. It's titled Privileged Planet, How the Cosmos is Designed for Human Life, available on the web at equip.org for your gift. Of course, you can talk to our resource consultants, 888-7000 and the letters CRI. Back with Dr. Michael Denton in a moment.
Steven Weinberg, a Nobel laureate, high-energy physicist, and avowed skeptic, has commented, "Life as we know it would be impossible if any one of several physical quantities had slightly different values. Far from being insignificant, the scientific evidence suggests that human life is the intended outcome of exquisitely fine-tuned parameters in the physics and chemistry of our universe. All this is clearly explained in the new documentary film, Privileged Species, How the Cosmos is Designed for Human Life." To receive your copy of Privileged Species on DVD as our thank you for your financial support, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to further CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. That's equip.org. Stay tuned. Hank Hanegraaff will return right after this. An infinite God reduced to the size of a human embryo, the creator of time and space, invading both in human form? Such is the mystery and the majesty of the Incarnation, supreme being condescending to become one of us. Perhaps nothing is more important than grasping the significance of the coming God in human flesh. Without the life, death, and resurrection of the incarnate one who walked among us, our world would be unfathomably dark. To be equipped as a witness and to be inspired in your walk, you'll want to feast on Hank Hanegraaff's book, Incarnation, The Ultimate Self-Revelation of God. To receive your copy of Incarnation, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org. Equip.org. Bill Nye, the science guy, professes, "I'm insignificant. I'm just a speck of sand. And the Earth is another speck. The Sun is another speck, and the galaxy another speck. I'm just a speck on a speck orbiting a speck among other specks in the middle of specklessness. I suck." Well, far from being insignificant, what the scientific evidence really suggests is that human life is the intended outcome of exquisitely fine-tuned parameters in the physics and chemistry of our universe. All this is explained in Discovery Institute's documentary film, Privileged Species, How the Cosmos is Designed for Human Life. To receive your copy of Privileged Species on DVD as our appreciation for your financial partnership, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org. Are you the product of millions of years of unguided, purposeless natural processes? Or are you created in the image of a loving God? Faced with the overwhelming scorn of evolutionary proselytizers, it can be hard to articulate the truth about God's creative work. And even among faithful Christians, many misconceptions linger. The Creation Answer book by Hank Hanegraaff puts answers to the most hotly debated origins questions right at your fingertips, giving you clarity and understanding. Learn to articulate the truth about our origins clearly and compassionately when you request your copy of the Creation Answer book, or listen to Hank's insightful answers with the unabridged audiobook version on CD. Receive your copy of the Creation Answer book or the audiobook on CD from the Christian Research Institute when you call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. 10 raised to the power of 120 is an incomprehensibly large number. That's the number 1 followed by 120 zeros. In fact, that number is vastly greater than the total number of atoms in the entire universe. But remarkably, if the energy of the Big Bang were different by just one part in 10 to the 120th power, life would not exist in the universe. The new documentary film, Privileged Species: How the Cosmos is Designed for Human Life, presents scientific discoveries pointing to an ultra-fine-tuned universe that is the handiwork of a super intellect. To receive your copy of Privileged Species on DVD as our appreciation for your financial partnership, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to invest in the work of CRI's many outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. Equip.org. And now, here's Bible Answer Man host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. Before the break, I called it Privileged Planet. And Privileged Planet is a DVD that we offer by Illustra Media. If you don't have that, it's phenomenal. But the DVD that I want to put into your hands right now, it's called Privileged Species. And it is absolutely stunning. It's a documentary. It's by the Discovery Institute. It explores growing evidence from physics, from chemistry, from biology, from related fields that our universe was designed for large multicellular beings like you and I. And it features Dr. Michael Denton, my guest today on the Bible Answer Man broadcast. He's a geneticist, he's an author, he's eminently quotable. And again, the principal scientist who is featured in this documentary. And it is a privilege to have us have you on the back with us on the broadcast.
Okay, I'm here.
You know, before the break, I was talking about carbon, water, and oxygen, and mentioning that all too often we take them for granted, but they are hugely significant, aren't they?
Yes, they are, indeed. Water is one of the most remarkable of all fluids. It has so many ideal characteristics for carbon-based life on Earth. I mean, for instance, it's an incredible solvent. It has a low viscosity, which has all sorts of consequences. The low viscosity permits rapid diffusion in and out of cells. The low viscosity permits a circulatory system. You can pump the blood through tiny capillaries. The low viscosity also, on a global scale, in rivers and in waterfalls and so forth, and rapids, it helps the erosion of the rocks and the turnover of the crustal materials. So water has a huge number of, amazing number of characteristics which are ideal for life. And on top of this, if you look at it, there's an extraordinary elegance in some of the way these properties work together. For instance, the thermal properties of water work together to preserve the fluid in its liquid form on the surface of the Earth and so forth. You know, for instance, when water freezes, ice is less dense than water, and that prevents the water freezing under the ice and so forth, and has a high heat capacity, and all these various thermal properties act together towards that end of preserving the fluid on a planet like the Earth. In other words, water, and this is the elegance of the design, the beauty of it, water, as it were, through its own properties, preserves itself. And that's just one example. If you take oxygen, well, oxygen has the same sort of trick, another beautifully elegant trick. Oxygen generates the compound ozone. And ozone in the atmosphere blocks out UV light. And that promotes plant life on the Earth, on the Earth's surface. And the plants make oxygen. So oxygen, as it were, promotes its own production. And water, through its own properties, preserves itself as a fluid on the surface of the planet. And this is what I was talking about before the break, actually. That one of the things that really strikes me in support of the design hypothesis is the elegance and beauty, the parsimony with the way this design is executed in nature. It's really very, very striking. And another example, can I continue, Hank?
Is this, okay? Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely,
yeah,
yes.
Okay. Another extraordinary thing about the elegance of things is that the parsimony of the design is if you take water, carbon compounds, oxygen, and nitrogen, you find that these key constituents of carbon-based life satisfy a whole lot of diverse ends in themselves. I mean, for instance, the long-term temperature and chemical stability of what we call the hydrosphere, that's the biosphere, that's the layer on the surface of the Earth which contains water. In other words, what's in the hydrosphere and atmosphere are these basic compounds, right? And so whatever has maintained the constancy of the Earth's climate and chemical and physical constancy for millions of years must be largely contributed by these compounds. But these same compounds underlie human respiratory physiology. I mean, water, carbon dioxide, and oxygen, they're the key players in human respiration. But then if you look at photosynthesis, again, they're the same key players in photosynthesis. And then what's in the atmosphere? These same compounds. And what lets through the light, which enables photosynthesis? Water vapor, oxygen, carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. So oxygen, to come back to oxygen, oxygen not only generates ozone, which protects plants from UV and promotes the generation of oxygen, oxygen also lets through the visual light in the atmosphere. Of course, I'm simplifying things a little bit because, in fact, these questions are quite technical. But essentially what you find is that the same key players achieve all sorts of different ends in nature. It's one of the most astonishing facts in any domain of science. And it's overwhelmingly suggestive, not only of design, but of a beautiful, transcendent type of design. As I say, it's complex, Hank, but I hope I'm conveying something of this in what I'm saying.
Well, what I actually like about Privileged Species is the way that your words are augmented by the visuals. So you get a real sense of how we are a privileged species, that we are created in the Imago Dei, and that makes all the difference in the world. In fact, I want you to talk a little more about carbon's role as the key organic building block of organic matter, that without carbon, you and I would cease to exist, and that this is stable only within a narrow range of temperatures. And even without it, technological civilization would be impossible.
Yes, well, Hank, to just come back to the point. I mean, the making that film was, of course, I was interviewed in the film, but it was the people of the DI that made the film. One of the guys who was involved in a big way was John West, and yes, I think that in fact they did a wonderful job. Yeah, the visuals was quite stunning. It was very professionally and beautifully executed altogether. Yeah. So to come to carbon, carbon is really the only atom in the periodic table which combines stably with itself. So you can build up very large and very complex molecules using carbon. And it's interesting as well that a key reaction is between carbon, the carbon atom, and oxygen. This generates a huge amount of energy. And the reason why we're both doing this interview is because, in fact, in the body, continually, we're slowly burning carbon, and that generates the metabolic energy which allows us to talk and do complex things, and all advanced complex organisms utilize the oxidation of carbon to get energy. But intriguingly, as Lavoisier proved at the beginning of the chemical revolution, the combustion, fire, the phenomenon of fire, is exactly the same reaction between carbon and oxygen. And it turns out that, in fact, with the levels of oxygen we have in the atmosphere, those levels will support respiration in complex organisms like ourselves, giving us the metabolic energy we need to live. And at the same time, those same levels of oxygen will support controlled use of fire. And it was through the controlled use of fire that we got ceramics and then metallurgy and the whole development of technology. That was one of the real crucial moves at the beginning of civilization, which led to the modern world and modern technology. And so I would say that, in fact, nature's not just, as it were, arranged for complex beings like ourselves. It's also, I would say, very, very definitely arranged for beings like ourselves to come to comprehend and explore and manipulate the world through technology. And through technology and science, to ultimately understand our central place in the natural order. So it all fits together in a beautiful sort of, in a beautiful, coherent sort of plan. I'm going to make myself clear, Hank.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, yeah. One thing I want to touch on quickly is that when you and I are saying that carbon's role as a key organic building block of organic matter is axiomatic, there are some people that would say, well, what about silicon? That could be a natural substitute for carbon. Is that science or science fiction?
I think that, in fact, basically, the whole what you might call the many world zeitgeist, the idea that there's a vast number of alternative types of life, alternative types of complex being, is absolute science fiction. I don't know of one single paper which presents a clearly, carefully worked out model of an alternative form of life to the life we have on Earth. Okay? I'm not aware of any paper. There are some papers which speculate about silicon life, but they only go as far as a few complex silicon compounds. There is really no serious scientific evidence or scientific paper out there which presents a carefully worked out model of an alternative form of life. And that's why I said at the beginning of these interviews that, in fact, the universe appears to be exclusively and uniquely fit for carbon-based life and for complex organic beings like ourselves. I think this is like the roundness of the Earth. This is now a done deal. Believe me, if anybody could demonstrate or provide a good model of an alternative form of life, that which exists on Earth, that get a Nobel Prize, and we'd all know about it. It would be trumpeted on every TV. It would be all over the place. There isn't the slightest evidence that any atom other than carbon is the chosen atom, that water is the chosen fluid, and that complex aerobic metabolism, which gives us our metabolic energy, is the chosen way to make a complex being like ourselves in this universe. Nature permits nothing else. And as I said at the beginning of this interview, that's exactly what the biblical implication is of man's centrality in nature.
Talking to Dr. Michael Denton, we'll be back for one final segment with Dr. Michael Denton right here on the Bible Answer Man broadcast. He's a geneticist, he's an author, and he's featured in Privileged Species. If you don't have the DVD, it's available right now for your gift to the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute. Check it out on the web, equip.org. We will be right back with more of Dr. Michael Denton.
Are humans the accidental products of a blind and uncaring universe, or are they the beneficiaries of a cosmic order that was planned beforehand to help them flourish? Privileged Species, How the Cosmos is Designed for Human Life is a new documentary film that explores growing evidence from physics, chemistry, and biology that our universe is exquisitely fine-tuned to support intelligent beings like ourselves. To receive your copy of Privileged Species on DVD as our appreciation for your financial partnership, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's many outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. Equip.org. Hank will be back right after this.
Thank you.
Are you the product of millions of years of unguided, purposeless, natural processes? Or are you created in the image of a loving God? Faced with the overwhelming scorn of evolutionary proselytizers, it can be hard to articulate the truth about God's creative work. And even among faithful Christians, many misconceptions linger. The Creation Answer Book by Hank Hanegraaff puts answers to the most hotly debated origins questions right at your fingertips, giving you clarity and understanding. Learn to articulate the truth about our origins clearly and compassionately when you request your copy of the Creation Answer Book, or listen to Hank's insightful answers with the unabridged audiobook version on CD. Receive your copy of the Creation Answer Book or the audiobook on CD from the Christian Research Institute when you call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. The widely quoted astrophysicist Michael Turner once commented on the remarkable fine-tuning of the universe with a smile. He said, "The precision is as if one could throw a dart across the entire universe and hit a bullseye 1 millimeter in diameter on the other side." Well, far from being insignificant, we are indeed a remarkably privileged species. The new documentary film, Privileged Species: How the Cosmos is Designed for Human Life, investigates the special properties of carbon, water, and oxygen that make life possible. And it explores unique features of humans that make us a truly privileged species. To receive your copy of Privileged Species on DVD as our thank you for your financial support, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to further CRI's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org. This, then, is the climax of divine revelation, God with us. The infinite has progressively revealed himself in accordance with our finitude. Thus, prior to Emmanuel, general and special revelation revealed his glory. But in the incarnation, we have seen his glory. Thus writes Hank Hanegraaff in his book, Incarnation, the Ultimate Self-Revelation of God. In short, God's incarnation in human flesh is the apex of revelation, his last word. In taking on human flesh, God gives us more than the clearest image of who he is. He gives us himself. To receive your copy of Incarnation as our appreciation for your financial partnership, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org. Equip.org. In the new documentary film, Privileged Species: How the Cosmos is Designed for Human Life, you'll discover the special properties of carbon, water, and oxygen that make life possible, and explore unique features of humans that make us a truly privileged species. Hank Hanegraaff says this enjoyable and persuasive high-quality film presents scientific discoveries, not mere conjecture, that point overwhelmingly to an ultra-fine-tuned universe as the handiwork of a super-intellect. Anyone watching will know there is a creator. To receive your copy of Privileged Species on DVD as our thanks for your financial partnership, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's many outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit equip.org. Equip.org. And now, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. I rarely do this. In fact, I can't remember the last time I've done this in the last 25 years of doing the Bible Answer Man broadcast, but we're not going to take any calls today. I think what Dr. Michael Denton has to say is far too important. He's a geneticist, he's a scientist, he's an author, and he is the featured voice on Privileged Species. He is the principal scientist that's speaking in this DVD that is absolutely exquisite when it comes to its production value, its graphics. It's just stunning. It is available for your gift to the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute. You can get your copy on the web at equip.org. Or when you write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Do remember that Resource consultants are standing by at 888-7000 and the letter is CRI. Dr. Denton, before the break, you touched on photosynthesis, and I want you to elaborate a little bit on that, what its significance is with respect to human beings being a privileged species.
Well, yes. I mean, photosynthesis is the mechanism by which oxygen is generated. And what, and of course, oxygen is essential to give us the energy we need to thrive and live. All complex organisms, and I would say any complex or carbon-based life in the universe, would have to use oxygen, and it would probably have to get its oxygen by some process like photosynthesis. What's really fascinating about photosynthesis, and it comes back to this the element of beauty and elegance in the design of things, is that in fact the main chemical players in photosynthesis are water, carbon dioxide, and of course the oxygen which is generated as the end of the process. And these compounds are present in the atmosphere, and you wouldn't believe it. These three compounds let through the visual light, which in fact energizes the process anyway, the sun's radiation, the visual light, which in fact provides the energy for photosynthesis. They let through this light, and they block out all the dangerous radiation on either side of the visual spectrum. So the key players, really the only players in the process of photosynthesis, are in the atmosphere and let through the light you need to empower the process in the first place. I mean, this is elegance on steroids. It's incredible, right? It's beautiful, a beautiful, beautiful process. But certainly the oxygen that photosynthesis generates is essential for our being. Yeah. One of the things, Hank, can I jump in here?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's your show.
One of the things I think is worth pointing out in this interview is that it looks to me, I mean, taking a very broad view of the purpose of science in the history of man and in the history of human civilization, it seems to me to be increasingly that the destiny of science was to demonstrate the uniqueness of the universe for mankind. it's a beautiful overview of the whole thing. And what's already been discovered, as I said earlier, the idea that the universe is uniquely fit and exclusively fit for our form of being is a done deal. But there's still a lot of scientific research to go. And I'm absolutely certain that, in fact, we're going to find in this century, the 21st century, we're going to find a lot more evidence that the universe is uniquely fit for beings like ourselves. I mean, there are great areas of mystery. There's the mystery of the mind, the mystery of conscious agency like ourselves. We are creative agents. How does the universe permit, how does that phenomena fit into nature and things like this? And this may require a revolution in physics. Because, in fact, the mind, consciousness, sentience, and creative agency that's clearly obvious in our own behavior and abilities is something which really has never been explained in terms of the physical description of the world. So there are many, many areas, I think, which science is going to explore this century. And I'm sure that this exploration is going to reveal even more unique fitness in nature for our being.
Talk about the kind of faith that it takes to believe that nothing creates everything, that life comes from non-life, and that the life that came from non-life can produce such things as what you just mentioned, morals, metaphysical realities.
Well, yes. I mean, I think that it comes down to this, Hank, that the traditional teleological anthropocentric view of nature, which was rejected by mainstream Western intellectuals at the beginning of the scientific revolution, has turned out to be, much closer to the truth than any other sort of worldview. There may be elements within that worldview which we don't fully understand, and I'm sure there are. But the basic thesis that the universe is the result of a creative intelligence which has brought the world and man into existence and has engineered the world uniquely for our existence. That general thesis, which is, of course, entirely compatible and consistent with the biblical revelation and the scriptures, that basic worldview has been vindicated by science. And there's no other, there's no other explanation for everything that comes close. Like, what is the other explanation? I'd like to hear it. What explains the extraordinary fine-tuning of nature? You know, what will explain the origin of things? You know, I'm waiting to hear the explanation. I don't know what it is. What explanation will explain all the currently known facts about the natural world that we inhabit? Only the traditional teleological anthropocentric view really comes close. It's the best available explanation that I'm aware of, and I don't know of any other explanation which will put together everything in one great coherent body of knowledge, one great worldview.
So from your perspective, there's no doubt that the universe was preordained for human life, that we live on a planet that actually allows us to fulfill our full potential, and that from a scientific perspective, every human form is deeply significant. And I want you to unpack that idea of human form being significant. Our voice box, our hands, our skin, I mean, whatever aspect you want to touch on.
Well, yes, I mean, basically, the human hand is unique. We have certain characteristics which explain our capabilities and abilities. The human hand is a uniquely manipulative tool with the right size and the right design for handling fire. If you think of the other organisms on the earth, you think of elephants, you think of dogs and so forth, hardly any other animal could handle fire except humans, because of our design. We have free arms, we can manipulate a large fire with tools and so forth. So in fact, basically, our biological success is also dependent not only on the fitness of nature for our being, but also on the fitness of our actual physical biology, our android design, our hands, and so forth. This gives us our powers and abilities. And there's here a beautiful reciprocity between our body, our physical function, and the earth and the world we inhabit. In other words, the world seems to be made for our exploration. And only a physical being like, roughly of our design, I think, could ever have mastered fire and developed technology. And it's a close call, because in fact, we can only do this on a planet about the size of the Earth, because in fact, the gravitational force, if it was any good, if you had to do this on a planet that was much bigger than the Earth, we wouldn't be able to stand upright, because in fact, we wouldn't be able to generate enough muscle power to lift ourselves off the ground. And it turns out that, in fact, the size of the Earth, it has a number of consequences. It's just the right size to retain an atmosphere containing oxygen, nitrogen, and so forth, and it's just the right size to allow a being like us to stand upright and develop a technology. So you get, everything fits together in a vast, coherent whole centered on man and the discovery through science of his place in nature. The story is compelling. As I say, I was talking earlier, give me another theory which will explain all these things, like the traditional teleological anthropocentric view, like the implication of the Logos, that man represents the rationality of everything. The medieval scholars used to say that man reflects in his being all of nature. And that is amazingly prophetic. They had no idea of the depth of that truth.
Dr. Michael Denton, we deeply appreciate your contributions to the Bible Answer Man broadcast and the role you played in Privileged Species. And we thank you for getting up so early in the morning to bless our audience.
Okay, Hank, look, it was a pleasure talking. I'm waking up now.
I hate to see what you'd be like if you're fully awake.
Well, basically, these are complex issues, and sometimes on a radio interview like this, you've got to simplify things a bit. But I hope what I've said is comprehensible and at least coherent for early morning conversation. And I'm looking forward to another conversation, I think, next week. Is that right?
Yeah, we're looking forward to having you back. And again, deeply appreciate your work. You are someone that I have admired for many, many years. So I'm very, very privileged to have you on the broadcast.
Yeah, well, next week I think I'll prepare some amazing sort of examples of the elegance and beauty of the natural design.
We look forward to
it. Anyway, talk next week, Hank.
Bless you. Thank you so much for being on the Bible Answer Man broadcast. And, you know, we were talking about the fact that Bill Nye, the science guy, equates the unrivaled, jaw-dropping marvel of the human body and brain to just another speck of sand. I'm not trying to pick on him, but what's important to realize here is that ideas have consequences. Is any human being that is made in the image of God insignificant? And would not, by that same reasoning, if you carried it out to its logical conclusion, would that not justify the Holocaust or the killing fields of Cambodia or dismiss as insignificant mass shootings and murders? Ideas have consequences. Privileged Species is something that you need in your home. I'm so excited about it. As I say, rarely have I spent an entire hour talking to someone that's featured on a DVD, but this was priceless, and so is Privileged Species. You need it for your home. Available for your gift to the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute. Check it out on the web at equip.org or talk to one of our resource consultants, 888-7000, and the letters CRI. Unfortunately, we're out of time for this edition of the Bible Answer Men broadcast. Look forward to seeing you right back here tomorrow with more of the show.
You've been listening to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. We pray that today's program has deepened your understanding of Scripture and helped you grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you'd like to contact CRI and order resources or partner with us financially, just go to equip.org. That's equip.org. Or call a resource consultant at 888-7000-274. You can also write to us at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is supported solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter. Bill Nye, the science guy, professes, "I'm insignificant. I'm just a speck of sand. And the Earth is another speck. The Sun is another speck, and the galaxy another speck. I'm just a speck on a speck orbiting a speck among other specks in the middle of specklessness. I suck." Well, far from being insignificant, what the scientific evidence really suggests is that human life is the intended outcome of exquisitely fine-tuned parameters in the physics and chemistry of our universe. All this is explained in Discovery Institute's documentary film, Privileged Species: How the Cosmos is Designed for Human Life. To receive your copy of Privileged Species on DVD as our appreciation for your financial partnership, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org. Are you the product of millions of years of unguided, purposeless, natural processes? Or are you created in the image of a loving God? Faced with the overwhelming scorn of evolutionary proselytizers, it can be hard to articulate the truth about God's creative work. And even among faithful Christians, many misconceptions linger. The Creation Answer Book by Hank Hanegraaff puts answers to the most hotly debated origins questions right at your fingertips, giving you clarity and understanding. Learn to articulate the truth about our origins clearly and compassionately when you request your copy of the Creation Answer Book, or listen to Hank's insightful answers with the unabridged audiobook version on CD. Receive your copy of the Creation Answer Book or the audiobook on CD from the Christian Research Institute when you call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org.